Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Matt French with Ham French Law Firm. Do you guys dabble into the oil and gas law, that sort of thing?
I would say the vast majority of our companies are oil and gas service companies, so they're, you know, the companies that provide services to the oil and gas operators. And by virtue of that, yeah, we run into all kinds of issues related to oil and gas law.
What? Give me a couple examples of some things that you might run into. I'm familiar, I guess, with the mineral disputes, easements, that sort of thing. What are kind of a few topics that you guys would cover in the world of oil and gas?
Well, I mean, I would say the thing that we see most often that relates to oil and gas specifically is we're working with either with the operator or with the service company. On MSAs and contracts, getting companies set up to do business with an operator, or making sure an operator, has a good MSA that protects their interests, because that's probably what we see most often on a day-to-day basis is contracts between oil companies and oil service companies. I would say the thing we probably see the most besides that is it relates to the oil field. Is employment contracts, whether it be an oil company or an oil and gas service company, your employment contracts, with the oil company, say an engineer or completions guy, somebody who possesses pretty valuable information for the operator, as in, what kind of drilling they're doing, what kind of completions work they're doing. We do a lot of work for operators to protect that information in the event that those important key individuals leave and go work for a competitor. You want to make sure that they're not sharing proprietary information related to the drilling of oil and gas well. On the service company side, sales is everything. So we're working with service companies out here to make sure that customer lists and proprietary information, suppliers, vendors, things like that don't get misappropriated to competitors. I would say that's kind of one of the biggest things that we face on a day-to-day basis out here, and it's something that any service company will tell you. If you lose a guy that's important and knows a lot of your inside company information, it's all your fear is always that that'll end up with a competitor. Then the other thing is we do deal a lot with lease disputes, right-of-ways, a lot of issues with surface owners and surface damages and things like that that we deal with pretty regularly. I'm trying to think what else off the top of my head. Those are probably the three main things that we see. We're also involved in a lot of disputes as it relates to operating rights. You have your operator, and then you have your working interest owners who don't operate the well but contribute to the cost of it. And more often than not, you'll see disputes over whether or not the operator was operating the well properly, if they spent too much money, didn't spend enough. We've got quite a bit of litigation related to that effect. And then also downhole issues. Pipes twisting off or losing things downhole, which party is responsible for damages caused by that. That's a big issue we deal with. And that kind of goes back to the original thing I talked to you about, which is the MSAs and the contracts. We can take a lot of those experiences where things have happened downhole and we can prevent them on the front end, or at least make sure the parties to a contract know who's responsible for what if something does happen, while they're drilling or fracking a well. So those are the primary things we deal with on a regular basis.
Taking a step back, let me ask you about the employment contracts from a standard or customization. Is the industry, now that we've gone through downturns and streamlining, et cetera, are the employment contracts, are they becoming more industry standard, almost like a rubber stamp type thing, or is it still pretty custom depending on each job and each company?
You're seeing more and more companies have them. I have found in the last 6 months you've had a lot of kind of what we would call money that's been sitting on the sidelines coming in, purchasing smaller companies and things like that. And we have seen and worked with a lot of companies that have done a more custom, you know, employment contract. You're seeing a lot of incentive bonuses built into them as opposed to just traditional salary. You're seeing some more responsibilities built into them. A lot of your upper level, you know, management is, you know, foregoing some amount of salary in order for, you know, percentage interest in the company or perhaps a kicker in the event that the company sells. So really, that's one of those things that a lot of people don't realize. They think, oh, employment contract just makes sure that they can't leave or they're bound for a certain amount of time or paid a certain amount over a certain period. But really, you can be extremely creative with them and make them both very beneficial to the employer and the employee. And that's what we work with a lot of our clients to do is create an employment contract that helps kind of align, you know, their employer and employee's interest, where it might not just be a salary. We'll throw in bonuses or things like that. And it kind of, the good thing about that is that everybody's expectations are known up front. And it's something that everybody's agreed to. And so it really does help prevent issues down the road.
All right, one more of these legal questions for you here. I wrote down intellectual property, proprietary property, and then I added the word patent because about 10 years ago, I was kind of, I felt like on a soapbox during one of my business programs talking about how patents, intellectual property, proprietary software, which is property, is going to be a huge industry over the next decade type of a thing. And so here you are talking about that as kind of a vein of your industry. It's kind of a, I don't know if it's a well-revenued stream of a niche industry within the legal industry, but talk to me a little bit about the intellectual property, the proprietary property, and even patents in the world of oil and gas and what you've seen just from your experiences. Is that grown quite a bit in the last decade?
Oh, yes. That's a huge issue, and really there's two different kinds of proprietary information, really. One type is a company's, you know, data and information, and that's, you know, your client list, your price list. You know, if you make a chemical or something like that, your processes, you know, things like that are your proprietary company data. And, you know, that's the thing we see more often than not being misused or misappropriated. And it's the thing that's easiest to misappropriate. And so that's one aspect of what I would consider proprietary. Then your other aspect is your intellectual property and your trademarks. And that's also, you've seen, that's something that's exploded because with the advent of fracking.
And that was Matt French with Ham French Law Firm. To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in a sickle like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. It's soft and warm, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14-on and 7-off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.